Well, last week, we visited the State of the County event and heard from some key voices representing our diverse community. Visit our website to hear more from Anna Lugo, president of the North Bay Organizing Project, Reno Franklin, chair of the Kashaya Band of Pomo Indians, and Beth Brown, president and CEO of the Community Foundation of Sonoma County. Well, today, we're back at the State of the County breakfast with news director Steve Mensher. He says the expert that many had come to see was Jerry Nicholsberg, director of UCLA's Anderson Forecast. His talk focused on the local, state, and national economy, as well as how the county's recovery would be aided or hindered by economic trends.
Unemployment in Sonoma County, as you know, is extraordinarily low. The reports in the press said it's the lowest in about 16, 17 years. There are only a couple of months in the past 30 years when unemployment has been lower, and that just kind of dropped down and back up. So this is extraordinarily low unemployment, and instead of the unemployment line, it's looking to hire. And that's a critical issue as you all go forward in these next couple of years.
So low unemployment is generally a good thing, unless you want to grow your business. In addition, there's a lack of skilled and unskilled workers to help build the thousands of units of housing that are among the key needs in our area. Nicholsberg contrasts our slowing growth with the continued growth of Silicon Valley and San Francisco.
Why is San Francisco and Silicon Valley, also with low unemployment, able to grow a bit faster in employment? Because they're also high cost of living areas, and it's just a very different constellation of jobs. In Sonoma, you have farming, non-durable goods manufacturing, which includes beverage production, and tourism and retail are more dominant. And over on the right, you've got San Francisco and Silicon Valley, where tech is more dominant. Tech tends to hire much higher income individuals who can afford more easily the higher cost of housing. And that's why, even though the growth rate is slowing, and we expect it to slow much more, it's still higher than the U.S. today.
Nicholsberg seemed to enjoy talking about the newest business here in the county, which he said has bright prospects.
There's a new industry that Sonoma County is uniquely positioned to take advantage of, and it's going to involve tourism as well as farming and non-durable goods manufacturing. So I found this picture. Tourism. Marijuana tourism in Colorado is a big deal. And this is a van, and it says on it, Telluride Mary Jane Tours. What you can't read at the top is their tagline, the highest tour in Colorado. So that's coming here to California, maybe here to Sonoma.
But for all the chuckles about the potential of the cannabis industry, there's still one drag on the economy that won't be quickly solved.
The price of housing in Sonoma County is now at record levels. It's above that which was experienced during the housing bubble, but it's not a housing bubble now. It's a housing shortage. And so that's a critical issue in increasing the labor force.
Jerry Nicholsberg, director of the UCLA Anderson Forecast, talking about the Sonoma County economy at the State of the County event on Friday. I'm Steve Mensher with KRCB's North Bay Report.
And find a link to our Friday special broadcast on the State of the County at krcb.org/news.